Our second reading today, that short part of St. Paul's letter that talks about what we are destined to be, is a reminder that when we do the will of God, we are destined for unity with God. That predestination that Paul talks about is the understanding that we have that we are made in the image and likeness of God, and our destination for each and every person created by God is heaven, is that place of holiness. And therefore, our work on earth is to be holy, to be a saintly people, to be in the presence of God, doing the good works of God. And of course, that is always the goal that we have, reminding ourselves that each and every one of us is entering into that place of relationship, that place of unity with our God in heaven. And in our gospel today, Jesus talks about some of those pathways that we take to get to heaven. He gives us these three very short parables today that talk about conversion, that talk about seeking God, that talk about understanding how we are called to respond to God's call to us. And so we're going to take each of those parables and kind of look at them in real life situations, perhaps, at least the ones that have been told to me that I can relate to, and try to understand how that happens in our lives too. So the first parable is the one that we hear a lot of times. Some guy is out digging around in the field. We have no idea what he's doing in someone else's field digging about, but there he is. And he discovers this treasure. And he covers it up and with great joy goes and sells everything he has so that he can buy this small piece of land with the treasure in it. And we might think to ourselves, where have we heard someone else having to go and sell everything he has in the gospel? And of course, the story of the rich young man who says to Jesus, what must I do to eternal life? And Jesus goes through all the things that he must do and finally says, go and sell everything you have and follow me. And rather than going with joy, we hear he went away sad. Because sometimes the things that we have on earth, not just our possessions, but who we are, those things that we carry in our lives, can prevent us from going and letting go of them and coming to the treasure that is offered to us, which is our destination, which is where God wants us to be. And I relate this to the story of a woman once told me that she came to church every Sunday. She was a good Catholic, did all the things Catholics are supposed to do. But one time when she was coming to church for several weeks, she was carrying something very heavy. Her and her sister had had a huge fight. They had argued about something. I don't know what it was. She never shared that with me. But for 3 weeks, they had not spoken to one another. They were the sisters that used to call each other every day. And they had ingrained that anger with each other so much. And yet she kept on coming to church. And then that one Sunday, she got to hear that wonderful gospel from St. Matthew that said, Jesus says to us, if you're coming to the altar for sacrifice and you're carrying something against your brother, set down your sacrifice, go out, reconcile with him, and come back. And for whatever reason, that Sunday, she'd heard that gospel hundreds of times in her life. But for whatever reason, that Sunday, it was a treasure that she discovered, digging around the field of her Catholicism. And she said she began to have her heart open to hear God's word more deeply. And as the Mass continued, they had the collection, the Eucharistic prayer began. And halfway through the Eucharistic prayer, she got up and she left so she could call her sister, begin the healing process, understanding that the treasure that she was called to uncover was that treasure of family, that treasure of life, that treasure of relationship. And that coming to the altar to receive the treasure of Jesus Christ, she could not do until she went and sold her sins away, sold her anger away, sold her resentment, her unforgiveness, all of those things that she was carrying that needed to be sold, to be given away, so that she could come to God with a heart open to see the treasure of her love, the treasure of her life, the treasure of her family, in the fullness of what God wants of us. The second parable, of course, we have is this merchant is searching for something wonderful to buy. And he finds that pearl of great price. And he does the same thing. He goes and sells everything that he has, comes back, buys it. Now we have to remind ourselves that pearl is sitting out for everyone to see. Yet no one else wants to buy it. For whatever reason, this merchant might have even walked by it 100 times and never saw the great price. And yet once he recognized the value of that pearl, he's willing to give everything else he have away in order to obtain that pearl. It was several years ago, I was speaking to a man as we were preparing the funeral liturgy for his wife. They'd been married close to 60 years. And one of the questions that I ask the husband or the wife who we're helping to prepare for is, how did you meet? And the man said, well, I knew her all my life. We grew up in the same town. We went to the same church, went to the same school, went to the same dances, did the same things, blah, 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 blah. And he said, when I graduated high school, I went into the service for a few years and I came back and, you know, did odd jobs around town, never did a lot because he was really into cars. He liked to work on hot rods. He owned a very fast car and every money, every dollar that he got, every penny that he spent went to the car. All the time was with the guys working on the cars, as young men tend to sometimes do. And he said, but one Sunday, he was sitting in church with his family, and all of a sudden, his future wife with her family walked in. Now, he had seen her walk into church 100 times, 1,000 times, however many times it was. But he said something was different that day, because when he saw her, he realized that that was a woman that God wished him to marry. And so he began to do things to prepare himself for that. First of all, he asked her out on a date. But he also began to get a good job. He sold his hot rod, went to her father and asked if he could have her hand in marriage. And thus, 60 years later, recognizing the call to God, that vocation that God had given him, and recognize who he was called to be united to, yes, in a miraculous way almost, and giving up the things that were holding him away from being a husband, a father, a grandfather, a great-grandfather, and choosing to go joyously so that he may hold that pearl of great price gently in his hand, so that he may be bound to that pearl in that joyous love. And in many ways, we are called to the same initiative, whether it is marriage, a vocation, priesthood, consecrated religious life, or a life just of holiness. Though we see the path that God wants us to follow, we go down that path, choosing to let go of those things that hinder us on that path. The final parable, this is my favorite one, right? It's the net and the fisher and keeping the good fish, throwing away the bad fish, because that really is part of everyone's life. We carry a lot of stuff, a lot of junk, especially here in the United States, right? We have people that have storage lockers full of stuff that they go through every once in a while wondering if they need another storage locker to put more stuff into. One of the great gifts God gives to us as priests is we get to move every once in a while. So when I was, after my first assignment at St. Martin of Tours, I was moved to Holy Spirit. So I packed everything in boxes. I moved down to Holy Spirit, put everything in my rooms, and began my ministry there. I was only at Holy Spirit for a year before I went down to St. Catherine's. And as I was packing my stuff to go to St. Catherine's, it was a lot easier because there were a lot of things I hadn't unpacked yet. I loved books, for instance. And there were lots of boxes of books that were still taped tightly closed. There were even some boxes of clothing that I hadn't opened. And so the light went on in my head. Do I need to get rid of some of this stuff? Am I holding on to it out of vanity? Am I holding on to it because I think that having more stuff will somehow make me a better priest? Having all these books will somehow, the books that I hadn't read in over a year, hadn't even thought about opening the boxes to. And so I began to make a pile of the things that I hadn't opened up, going through some of them, make sure I didn't throw away anything that I really, really, really needed. And did that thing where I sit there and said, well, maybe I'll take this box back. And no, I really should get rid of this. And going back and forth in that, realizing that sometimes the accumulation of stuff, whether it is physical or is spiritual, is emotional, sometimes we have to let go and leave it behind. Sometimes we have to put the good stuff in the bucket so that we can carry it forward and leave the other stuff behind. And that is how we are called to live sometimes our spiritual lives. Sometimes as we grow in faith, knowledge, and love of God, we have to leave some of the things behind that we have been doing. But always reminding ourselves that we carry forward the good that God gives to us. And as Jesus says at the very end of the gospel today, some of it might be old, some of it might be new, but we carry it forward. Because not everything that new is good, and not everything that old is obsolete. But rather, it is that carrying forward the tradition of our faith, carrying forward the love of God, carrying forward the grace of family that helps us to grow in love, in hope, in charity, to grow in those virtues of life that God plants within our souls so that where we are destined to be in heaven, those virtues grow ever more greatly in the love and the blessing of God. And that is what we come to celebrate, because we come to receive the greatest blessing of all, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. We come to celebrate that pearl of great price, that treasure buried, the good and the old, the new and the old, that we carry forward to this altar, and then go out to celebrate, to bless, to love, to cherish, and to honor God's great gifts to us. And so as we celebrate, as we continue this mystery of God's love, we recognize our call to holiness, our destination that God has for each and every one of us, which is to be with him for all eternity, where we will celebrate, where we will fill our hearts with songs of joy, where we will live a life of peace and blessing.